it can be challenging for women to go from intentionality to like that to-do list item. Because when you put purpose and like dedication towards something, it automatically has to fit somewhere in your day. And so for like myself, I tend to find that like, okay, I'm going to become really intentional about how I spend my time in the mornings, or I'm going to be devoted to my meditation practice in a more committed way. But with that intentionality or devotion, a lot of other things around me have to shift to kind of like create space for it, because ultimately there's only so much time in the day. And how do you create that structure that allows for then the fluidity of the practice to kind of change and evolve, either through different phases or seasonal changes, or just, you know, month to month, like family dynamic changes? Like our personal practices are constantly having to evolve and shift with us. And I'm always trying to kind of figure out, how do we create structure that supports that ebb and flow? So I guess I'm curious, from your end, knowing that you're now a mama of three, I'm assuming that your personal practice, or whatever you identified with as practice before baby, is very different than what it is now. And even that changing from one baby, two baby, to three baby.
Yeah, you know, it's actually, it's so interesting that you asked it that way, because my personal practice now is very similar to what it was when I was pregnant with my third.
Oh,
so nice. It actually now is basically the same. Was it like that right after he was born? No, like not for a while. Probably a number of, maybe even a number of months, but and it's for our family, it's taken us our own family journey of, you know, various iterations of like lifestyle and, you know, who's working more. But we have come to a place where it's like a tenet in our family. It's not even like, it is a tenet. It's one of the top, absolute top values in our family for me to have my daily centering time, is what we call it here. Mm-hmm. And that's why there's not a day that we go without it, but it's become a we, like our, you know, I don't know 100% how my kids view it, but they have an understanding enough that they're like gonna give me that space. And thankfully I have a room where I can close the door. But I think it's really that my husband is on the same level with me as like, this is super, super important. And, you know, unfortunately, maybe it's not unfortunate, I don't know. Like, I think that a huge part of that came through a very difficult time. And just seeing how, I'm sorry, there's so much yelling right now. It's starting to really, they're like, oh, mom's having a good conversation. Let's all start fighting and yelling. And
typical.
It is. They're like, I know it's getting good. Let's yell. but yeah, it's, you know, I had my first two children really close together, in my opinion. They're 2 years apart, almost to the day. And, those first 7 or 8 months after having my second, my husband had this super demanding job, was working all over the place, like hours all over the place. His schedule would change last minute. So he'd be like, about to go in, and then they would call and say, oh no, you can come for an overnight or whatever. And he was working overtime and I was very isolated. I was also experiencing depletion and I didn't know what that was. Like, I had no idea what was going on, but I knew it wasn't good. And after, you know, 8 months, like, just, I think I had a breakdown of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was just like, I did the classic, no, I can do it. I can do it. I can do it myself. Mm-hmm. Like that. I think that a lot of mothers, specifically mothers that I talk to experiencing that, but so do fathers and so do people, especially in our culture where it's like, I do everything myself. Mm-hmm. And I just pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed. And then something just cracked where like, I couldn't push anymore if I wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
And it super sucked to get to that place. But I honestly think that getting to that place is, at least in our family story, part of why it's like, yeah, we're going to give mom her, we're going to give mom her space, every day and her, you know, weekly thing that she loves to do. And, but that's also part of why I said, I feel like personal practice and even self-care to me is much more expansive than just these like one-off, like one, not one-off, like, you know, your daily or weekly things that you do. I feel like it's about how you carry yourself, the types of relationships that you engage in, the type of work that you do. And, so it's that too. I have, you know, family support to even be able to work. I know that some families like, as like not allowed, you know, the mom doesn't get to work. And so, and then I hear ones where it's like the mom is forced to work. She can't not work. You know, there's all the stories, but I'm just bringing this up to acknowledge that in my perception of my own experience, my partner, like my actual partner's support of me and of like believing in me and trusting that I know what I need and how like, mom's got to be taken care of first and foremost, or everything's going to fall apart. Like, you know, the mom has to be taken care of. The relationship has to be taken care of, you know, not that dad doesn't have to be taken care of. He does too, but it's just like, people don't, you know, always see that those pieces never stop mattering. It's not just in the sacred window. It's not just while you're pregnant. Mm-hmm. It's literally all the time. And that fun quote, that's like, if mama ain't happy, nobody's happy.